Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
I'd love to introduce my very special guest, John Gray, who wrote Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And he was just telling us about this very interesting thing about how our medications that our doctors are prescribing for us are making us ill. And he came up with this theory that I've never heard about before, where maybe my manic depression that I suffered when I was like 20, I was 28 years old with that, and the asthma, which came actually a little bit before that in my early 20s, might have been due to the medication, right? You said like the asthma medication might have created the manic depression, right?
Yes,
the question
yes.
There.
Yes.
So I'd like you to talk about that first, and then after that, I would like you to also talk about what you're going on to next, because this is going to be our last segment. I really want you to have an opportunity to talk about what's up your sleeve so we have an idea of what John Gray is up to. Go ahead.
Okay, let me take roll up my sleeves here.
You go ahead. You have a good time.
It's a pleasure to be talking with you, and it's such a joy to share with people these insights that they won't hear from their doctors. And you know, we'll start with one of them. And what's up my sleeve is the newest book that's just coming out on Amazon is The Mars-Venus Wellness Solution for Focus. And people can get that as a download from Amazon and in a few months from this date we're filming this. Occasionally we put it up, the pre-publication version, as a free download for people. So if people go to marsvenus.com, they might find it there. As a free download. But I have all these, I make these 1 hour shows that are free on my website. And so there's always like a movie theater every day. There's
free videos. I saw some of them. They're excellent, by the way.
Thank you very much. And, but my real focus here is this book Focus, is that it's natural remedies for creating optimal brain performance. And the prior to that, it was called Natural Remedies for ADHD, but then people, I gave them pre-publications to 25,000 people read it, and many people said, I didn't know I had ADHD before I read this book. So there's this mass epidemic of ADHD, and it's just that's a common term, but what's happening today is really brain injury. And we're talking about, in your case, the same brain injury that would cause ADHD in one child, depression in another, obsessive compulsive disorder in another, procrastination in another, anxiety neurosis in another. It's the same condition that causes Parkinson's, dementia, and Alzheimer's. The same condition happening to different people who have different temperaments. In the case of for you, you have the temperament which is genius temperament. And genius temperament, they have more connection between the two lobes of the brain, and they tend to work much faster, and so they run out of grounding nutrients faster, and it turns into bipolar, can turn into schizophrenia, and can go even further. So what causes these conditions to start with is 12 major causes, and I was just identifying one of them with you when you mentioned you had asthma, and you were doing asthma medications. The asthma medications, as any antihistamine medication, once you take it, and they're over the counter, people are taking it when their children have colds, when their children have sore throats, when their children have headaches, when their children take vaccinations, they give them Tylenol, the most destructive thing you can do for your child, and doctors recommend people do it. What it does, it inhibits your liver's ability to make glutathione. Without glutathione, it's like every time you're thinking, every time you're making energy, free radicals are produced, and you have to have glutathione to protect your brain against those free radicals. So free radical damage happens from thinking. Free radical damage happens from moving your body, from generating energy. It's a natural thing to produce free radicals, but the damage doesn't have to occur if your body has enough glutathione. Now, most people haven't heard about glutathione. What we hear about is antioxidants. So eat blueberries, for example. They're rich in antioxidants, and you'll have much less of a chance of cancer. Well, that's true. Blueberries have extra... What makes something an antioxidant is negative charges. They have more negative ions in them to neutralize these free radicals. Well, your body and your liver makes glutathione, and glutathione has 10,000 times more ions than blueberries. So you don't need any antioxidants in your diet if you're making glutathione. Your body is designed to protect itself against free radical damage.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And if you take any over-the-counter drugs, headache pills, the simplest things, they prevent your body from making the glutathione that your body needs in order to protect itself from this normal process of free radicals that get produced when your body makes energy. So having said that, now let's go to the next stage. Once you have some damage in your brain, then infections develop. Once you have infections that develop, now your body needs something extra. What you need then is vitamin C. And most people have no idea that vitamin C can only be effective if you also have glutathione. So vitamin C, if an animal gets sick, if an animal has an injury, and they'll immediately, their metabolism slow down, they will, their body will start making vitamin C. They will make 200 times more vitamin C to heal the injury. Human beings are the only beings on the planet, except for bats, that cannot make vitamin C. We can't do it. We have to eat our vitamin C. But if you have injury, you can't eat 200 times that amount of vitamin C. You can't get it because you don't need it. If you just have an orange, which has a certain amount of vitamin C, and you have glutathione, glutathione recycles vitamin C 50 times. Wow. So it allows vitamin C to stay in your system and do its work 50 times more. So you amp up your vitamin C, and you increase your glutathione, and suddenly now vitamin C can heal the brain. So in 60% of the cases, in 2 days, in 3 days, children who have ADHD, depressive symptoms, anxiety symptoms, hyperactive symptoms, distracted symptoms, sensitive children, in 60% of these children, just taking vitamin C and grape seed extract from grapes, makes glutathione in your body and recycles vitamin C. Just taking that supplement, anybody can achieve greater focus in a couple of days, right away.
I have a question for you, because a lot of people will tell people to take these outrageously huge amounts of vitamin C, and I know that vitamin C is water-soluble, and it just becomes very expensive pee, as my dad said.
That's right. That's right. It goes right through your body.
So this is like very interesting, because people don't talk about the fact that there's another way of taking vitamin C that's healthier for you, works with your body, and does what it needs to be doing. This is great.
And, you know, it didn't always have to be that way. Back in the time of Linus Pauling, people were not taking all these over-the-counter drugs all the time. So your body was making glutathione. So if you took vitamin C in moderate doses, it would work. But today it doesn't work because our glutathione levels don't work. So we have to do something to increase the glutathione. Now, the way I cured my Parkinson's was by producing what I created was a superfood shake formula and certain ingredients that are known to increase glutathione with vitamin C, and it's all natural. What I did, you can take supplements, but goji berries have 500 times more concentrated vitamin C than oranges. So goji berries, also amla berries from India, also have super concentrations of vitamin C, along with undenatured, that means raw whey protein, has proven to increase glutathione 5 times. Now, 10 years later, everybody is now on the internet talking about undenatured whey protein for dementia, for Alzheimer's, for Parkinson's. I've been teaching this for 12 years because I got a hold of high-quality organic from Australia, this organic grass-fed cow, undenatured whey protein, and undenatured casein protein in order to restore normal function for my brain. And the same thing that does that will restore function for all of these conditions because it's taking away inflammation in the brain, and then it provides with the mineral support, which is the lithium orotate, the calcium orotate, the potassium orotate, the zinc orotate. All of those orotates go into the brain, help the brain protect itself and restore and regenerate brain cells. There is huge amounts of research showing that lithium orotate actually causes brain cells to regenerate and increase. So my brain has been growing for the last 10 years, not shrinking as with most people.
And John, can you tell our audience how old you are? Because you look great for your age. You look so fantastic. No one would ever guess.
Well, I'm 62. Okay, I'm 62 years old. But the most wonderful thing probably is because I regularly have great sex. I mean, I have not lost my... it's a whole life.
Talk to us about that. This is very important because people don't understand what sex does for them, you know, in terms of the release and what it does for the hormones. So go talk about that, would you?
Well, I don't necessarily know that everybody has to be having great sex, but they should have the potential every day to have great sex. Great sex means that your body is making healthy amounts of these hormones, testosterone hormone and oxytocin hormone, to allow your body to experience pleasure and fulfillment to the maximum level. I mean, as you're rising to orgasm, your whole body feels like it's perfect. It's just a divine expression of the divine energy. It's like the act of creation. And to consciously have that, to have a healthy body, you know, when I was a young person, you know, I didn't have the wisdom I have now, but as much more mature and to be able to have that in the body. And most people, as they get in the 50s and 60s, they've almost forgotten about sex. It's not important to me at all. It's what sex does. It's the most primitive, powerful urge in human beings from the back part of the brain, the unconscious part of the brain. And this is where all of the body's ability to regenerate itself comes from. In science, this part of the brain back here is called the reptilian brain, and reptiles, you can cut off their tail, it will grow back. I mean, this is the regenerative part of the body. It's millions of years of evolution that have produced this sexual drive, and to go numb to that is to go numb to your body's regenerative energies. I mean, I literally have, you know, in terms of energy, I have non-impeded energy, which means that I sleep great. I sleep 8 hours a night. I mean, I go to bed, I get up. It's fantastic. I love my sleep. I love my dreams. But to have unending energy, that means not like I want to do cartwheels. I'm not like my dog that wants to run laps around the house. It's very cute to watch her. It doesn't drop. It just keeps going and going and going. And that's our potential as we get older, to have all of that youthfulness along with the wisdom that brings greater fulfillment. And I know that that is not achieved just with a healthy diet. You have to have psychology. You have to have love and good relationships. You need to have purposeful life where you're meaningful, helping people. And then the diet part of it, even diet, good food is not enough because the food today is nutritionally deficient. You know, in the days of Lao Tzu and the Confucius and Buddha and Shankara, all these ancient teachers would teach meditation and lifestyle and so forth. That was fine for them.
Hold on 1 second, because I want to talk to you about the meditation. And you said that you studied hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming. And, of course, I'm a hypnotist, and I use a lot of neurolinguistic programming and hypnosis in my practice. So I'd like you to talk just very briefly about how you feel that's helpful for yourself, if you use it for yourself, and also for your patients.
Oh, my gosh, it's the most powerful thing. Everybody should understand timeline therapy. They should understand NLP. They should understand that whenever you're upset, we're causing it to ourselves. That's what NLP gives you enough witness to own, that your past is coming up, that your past is revisiting you, that all these upsets we have, most of them are just illusions that we invent. We have all these dramas that we create ourselves. Meditation gives us the objectivity to process it. NLP gives us the technology to process it. And then good relationship skills allow us to get the support and give support in our life to be fulfilled. And without the mineral support, the lithium orotates, the calcium orotates, the 2-AEP, the membrane support, the balanced blood sugar, if you don't have the equipment, your brain can't do its work. It's literally like, you know, we have this divine presence.
Isn't that amazing to figure that out?
What was that?
All right, John, we're at the end of our interview, so I would like to just thank you so very much. Please stay there for a moment. But for the audience, I am definitely sure that you got so much great information from John Gray. He's an amazing forward-thinking human being. He's been 10, 20 years ahead of his time for all the years he's been out there doing the work that he does. And I, for one, am glad that he's a very youthful 62 years old, so he can continue to doing the research and supporting what we human beings need in terms of holistic health and well-being, body, mind, and spirit. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.